Welcome to my podcast on hosting dinner parties. Today my guest is my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, let's get into the questions. My first question is, what does it take to host a successful dinner party?
Planning, and more planning. So to host a successful dinner party, you've got to plan the date, and when you have a family as big as ours, you gotta coordinate well in advance so that you can deal with the schedules of those who work nights versus those who work days and get a good majority of the family together. Budget, you have to make a plan for what you're cooking and stick to the budget because it can get extremely expensive. And you gotta remember to have fun. It can get a little bit...
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, it can get a little bit chaotic organizing and cooking. So really going in it with the spirit of engagement is important and having fun.
Okay. What are some of your favorite parties to host?
So I love themed parties. I love when we get to do a birthday party for Lauren and she picks a carnival theme so that we can... tailor the foods that we're offering to the family to party themed foods. So when we did your birthday party last summer, we rented the park. We made it really feel like a carnival. We had the popcorn machine and the icy maker and churros. And then we had the grill going and had the foods that you would find at a carnival. So I love those themed events. And I love when I get to host a Thanksgiving, which we haven't done in a while. We did it every year for like 10 years.
Last year or the year before.
Yeah, COVID sort of put a little stinker in our family tradition, but I love hosting holiday parties.
What's your favorite holiday to host?
My favorite holiday to host is Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. It's a fabulous atmosphere, food, family, and fun always. So that by far it's the most work, yeah, but it is my favorite hosting
gig. On Christmas, everyone kind of has their different stuff.
Christmas got kind of cool when we all went to Uncle Raleigh's house and did breakfast. So putting a different spin on how we host a party, it doesn't always have to be a formal dinner. It can be something lighthearted and we can bring the jazz there too.
Literally.
The speakers.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, do you get stressed out hosting dinner parties?
Hosting dinner parties can be very stressful, especially when you don't adhere to what I said at the beginning, when you don't plan appropriately or you plan for a small group and a large group shows up, when you don't have an idea of what you actually want to cook. Really, royalty? He never plays with that thing. When you have no idea what you want to cook and you go to the store without a budget, it can get expensive. Planning and budgeting and organizing your time so that you aren't away from the party the entire time cooking. So the way I manage it is by planning appropriately and really living in the moment, enjoying it. The fun part of hosting a party is the joy of having all your loved ones and friends gather together. So to not get stuck in the logistics so much that you can't just let go and have fun.
Yeah.
So that's how I manage it.
Okay. Next question. Do you have any other insights to share about hosting a successful dinner party?
Yes. Setting parameters on when the party's going to start and having an idea of when you want the party to stop. When you don't have any...
People are going to show up 2 hours after.
And they're going to show up 2 hours after and they might want to stay way longer than you want to have guests. So it's important to set parameters so people know. Like you can show up when you want to show up, but we're shutting this thing down at 7 o'clock, right? Or whatever your beginning and your ending is. Those are good, strong boundaries to put around a party so that you can manage it appropriately. The other thing is using guests to help clean up.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
You're so welcome. Thanks for inviting me today.
That's it. And then until next time, say bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Have a great day.